Letting the bells bring us into presence, to being here as we are. Establishing our mindfulness. Establishing intentions. And so bringing awareness into the body, possibly body along with breathing. However body-centered works for you in this moment, as an anchor in this present moment. And as best we can, bringing the spirit of metta to our mindfulness, of friendliness, goodwill. And we'll just practice in this way for the first few minutes in the silence. in a few moments, we'll begin to shift to the metta practice for the neutral person. We'll begin with the easy person or an event of kindness that warms up the heart. Then we'll engage with neutral people, and then always coming to ourselves. So a few reflections on metta practice that may particularly show up when we engage with metta for those that we may feel indifferent towards, not really noticing them. And so a lot of my ideas here come from a wonderful talk by Andrea Fella, which I will relate to in your home practice sheets. And so when we set the intention for metta, we can truly expect that much that is not metta, that is not friendliness and goodwill, will start to show. You may have already noticed this in 5 minutes of mindfulness of body or breath. So fear shows. Aversion, hatred, anger, boredom, numbness, agitation, restlessness, a lot of afflictive stuff, a lot of unfriendly stuff shows up. And Andrea Fella used this fantastic analogy, and she calls it the washing machine analogy. So, we have a washing machine, and the water, the clear water, is our awareness. The soap is the metta phrases. And so, you know how a washing machine works. It stirs it all up. The soap grabs on to the dirt and rinses it away. Yeah. So the dirt then is all these afflictive states that may show, afflictive emotions, experiences, the worries, the concerns, the fear, the aversion, the boredom, the numbness, you name it. And so we can say that what metta is doing when this stuff comes up is that it's pulling out this dirt, or as it's traditionally called, defilements. It's pulling it out to be washed away with awareness. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's helpful for you in dealing with difficulties as they may arise with this practice, with the neutral being, but then perhaps with other metta practices as well. She also points out in her talk the necessity of at times shifting to, so we might just ride this out, these difficulties, knowing metta is doing its work and it passes, it washes away. And sometimes there's so much agitation or dullness of mind that we have to make some changes to how we're practicing. And this should all sound pretty familiar to you, but here it is. So we might take a moment and just shift back to breath, body, you know, an insight of Vipassana practice. And with that, we might even engage in a rain grain practice with a special emphasis on the end of nurturing, some self-compassion there. If we're getting very troubled, we might shift to practicing with an easy one, like a dear one or a benefactor. we're really suffering, as I said, we might simply engage in self-compassion, like a self-compassion break, insert that in, return to the metta for the neutral one when you're ready, if you're ready. And then lastly, we might even change how we're wording the phrases. So we might still stick with the phrases, but state them more in the negative, such as opposed to may you be safe, may you be free from harm, free from danger, as opposed to may you be well, may you be free of illness, as opposed to may you be happy, may you be free from sadness or sorrow or unhappiness. So sometimes that's a little easier to do. You can experiment. And some of you may be working with your own phrases. I will offer the phrases from our workbook, Boundless Heart. So let's just reconnect again with body, with breathing. Important that we stay very embodied throughout the practice. And so warming ourselves up to the practice with an easy person, an easy being, that dear friend or benefactor, or perhaps even, as Christina Feldman suggests, a situation that is so imbued with kindness that metta opens within you, those intentions for safety, well-being, peacefulness, ease and kindness. So choosing this easy person or situation, doing your best to stay embodied throughout. Offering the phrases. May you be safe and well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. Peaceful. May you live with ease and kindness. So practicing with these phrases or ones of your choosing over the next couple of minutes. And take a few moments to finish those phrases off for the easy person situation. Notice how you feel with it. Is the heart opening into metta, or is other stuff showing? Remember, it's metta doing its work. It's okay. And so taking good care of ourselves throughout, hand to the heart, feeling body, breathing, staying embodied throughout. And now let's engage with a being we experience as rather neutral. And don't get hung up on this being perfectly, absolutely neutral. You could argue that, in truth, the moment we notice a being, they're no longer neutral for us. So that, just leave that fretting aside. But you don't give them much notice. Maybe a neighbor, a storekeeper, the letter carrier, the garbage collector. And someone you see on the street periodically. You don't really know them. You don't know their life story. Your lives are not intertwined in any appreciable way, and yet there they are, also alive and wishing to be happy and safe, healthy, to have some ease, and they've had struggles and sorrows like all of us, and moments of joy. And so there may be several that are popping up. Let's just focus on one for now. We'll add others in as we go. So with this one being in mind, let's offer up the phrases. May you be safe and well. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease and kindness. And so in the silence, practicing with these phrases or ones of your choosing for this first neutral one. And as you're ready, adding in others, that pop up, you go, yeah, I don't really pay much attention to this one, yet see them all the time or frequently enough. So just bit by bit, sending off the metta phrases for other ones who are neutral. And add in as many as you like, but just one at a time. Staying embodied. Watching out for the boredom factor. Oh, this one's not that interesting. I'll do another one. Happens. Possibly really focusing on just one of the many that you may have practiced with. And deepening into that and see how that goes. Staying alert, embodied. And take a few moments to begin to finish off practicing for the neutral ones. And keeping that sense of embodiment. And offering up the phrases for yourself. Perhaps the same ones we've been working with or ones of your choosing. May I be safe and well. And maybe you add in here, in the midst of things. May I be safe and well in the midst of things. May I be peaceful in the midst of things. May I live with ease and kindness in the midst of things. So practicing in the silence, offering the phrases for yourself. Taking a few minutes more, offering the phrases for yourself. Noticing how that feels in body, mind, and heart. And then to finish off, perhaps having a sense of yourself amongst all of these neutral beings. In your mind's eye, create an image or a sensing into. Just like me, there they are, here I am. Holding one or a few of them in mind, along with yourself. Sense of all beings perhaps may be arising. May we all be safe and well in the midst of things. May we all be peaceful in the midst of things. And may we all live with ease and with kindness in the midst of things. And just resting in body, in breathing, as we finish up.